Now, these little fellas, they're just going to be moved from one enclosure to a new enclosure, so we're taking the opportunity to examine them and check everything, see everything's normal.
I'm at Kanyano Wildlife Rehabilitation Centre in Les Murdies with the chairman, June Butcher. I'm here to look at the woylies.
You've probably never seen a woylie.
I've never seen a woylie. I don't even quite know what a woylie is.
It's a brush-tailed bettong, about the size of a quokka. Have you ever been to Rottnest and seen the quokka? Well, it's a very similar size. It's a very special little animal on the critically endangered list here in Western Australia.
How did it become so endangered?
Well, for all our mammals, loss of habitat is the main problem, but unfortunately foxes and cats as well. And they think there might have been some disease process in here as well. Nothing's been proven to date. But where you've got cats, you're always going to get toxoplasmosis, so I think that would be enough of a disease to really flatten them. These animals have no resistance to these diseases.
So how many woylies have we lost? What sort of population have we lost?
Oh, hundreds, because the population has dropped by more than 96% in the southwest of Western Australia in the last 3-4 years. So it's a huge decline. We've got our 6 very critically endangered Tutanning woylies, which are just a special gene pool. They're the last of these animals left in this district, so they're very important.
So you've just got 6 here. That's at right. Kanyana?
Just the 6. And we're just so happy because 4 of the females now have poached young or actually running around in the enclosure.
What's special about woylies?
Well, I think they're a very unique animal. I mean, they're fungi eaters, and that in itself is very different. They contribute so much to our forest because they're diggers and they move the fungi around, and it's thought that the decline of the woylie has probably let this dieback situation get out of control in our forests, because the woylie isn't there to be spreading those fungi anymore. So they're a very unique animal with very unique properties.
Well, I haven't actually seen a woylie yet because they are both wrapped up in cloth bags in the clinic. After their checkup, these 2 will be moved, but the examination is a tricky business. Like most wild animals, woylies don't really like being poked and prodded, and there are 3 volunteers here to help.
Okay, the first thing we want to do is scan him before we move him. Now, he had a rough time in that ketchup, so this guy is a little easily stressed, so I do want to get his head, and I do want to get his tail. He will be a handful.
So why do you have to leave him in a bag?
Puns?
They're wild animals, and they can bite.
You'd go mad if we keep them in a pouch.
Their behaviour's a lot like a big, fluffy, cuddly flea. They just bounce, and they go so fast, they're like his name is there a blur. They're just super fast.
I just want to have a look at him, really. Okay. One bit at a time, because if they come out, they come out in a big rush.
Okay, June, what we're first going to do is we're going to hold his head and his tail stalk, mm-hmm. Okay? And you're going to check his mouth and his head, okay? Wow. And then we'll turn him on his sides, and you can check the rest.
Hello? He says they're treating me rough today, Mum.
Yeah. Low seed energy. Okay, we're going to do that again, but you're not going to talk to him this time. You're just going to check his teeth. You don't want to lose any toenails. I've got the tail, so you're cool. But he will bite.
Have you ever had one completely escape out of the bag and hop around the room?
No.
Well, we just make sure they don't.
We never let go of the tail. Never.
Well, the checkup's over, and it's now time for the woylies to go to their new home. They're just unwrapping the bags, and then
yes,
they'll let them
just
hop out?
Unwrapping the bags, and then they'll just open it up. I expect they're literally going to explode out of the bag. because they're thinking, oh, I'm free. And that was very subdued, very nice. Perfect. That's how we like it. Just investigating his new enclosure.
How did you get involved in trying to save them?
In Woylies. I've been hand-rearing them for Dec for over 20 years, I'd say, and giving them back to them so that they could release them back where they came from. So it's been a very long journey. Well, when we discovered that these animals were in such dire straits, I put my hand up and said, well, you know, I'm happy to have a go if we can start the breeding here. So that's how it got started.
So you've got the Woylies here. What's the plan?
Well, this was the start. They came here in August, and because they were so highly stressed at the time, it's taken them 3 or 4 months to settle down. So it was a big question mark whether they were going to breed in the first place. So we've achieved that. So now we go back to the drawing board and see what the next step of the plan is going to be.
Jean, how long have you been involved with looking after Woylies?
Probably well over 20 years. I've done a lot of hand-rearing of Woylies and then getting them back out into the wild. But actually a breeding program, well, this is the first we've done.
So are you all volunteers?
Yes.
300 volunteers.
Nearly 350 now.
Okay, yeah. It's amazing. So many people... Every walk of life, and it's
just
June's magic.
I don't know about my magic.
I haven't seen it anywhere else in any other organisation.
But it's a lovely place, and it's people certainly get hooked. I have people here for 20-odd years now.